Okay, Dave. You ready?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Oh, there it. Hi.
How about turning those things on? How long have you been in radio? How long? How many years now? 20 years almost?
Not long enough.
Jesus. Okay. It's 11:29 and 44 seconds. I got to get out of here in an hour.
Okay, that's okay, plenty of time.
So we have plenty of time, right?
Plenty of time. So let's talk at this speed because we have plenty to fill.
This is how I'm dedicated to the B team, by the way. I'm here recording it. What happened to you guys? I left a bunch of audio for you guys last week to record on Friday, and Beer Mug was all like, yeah, I'm going to do it. We're going to do it on Friday. And I said, I send you a show sheet and everything. What happened?
I was here. Beer Mug can't, you know, do anything other than one thing at a time.
Did he get a little overwhelmed with me being gone?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were gone. He's like, ah.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, dude, let's do it. Because at first I said, let's do it Thursday because I don't want to do it Friday because I know Friday always brings bullshit.
Always yeah. Something pops up.
So he's like, oh, all right, cool. Then so Thursday, a bunch of stuff happened. And I was even like, all right, dude, it's 2 o'clock because we were going to record and then Stryker came in and we're like, all right, let's not bug him. And I was like,
yeah,
but you're still here at 3 when he's on. So let's just do it and get it over with because I want to get one out.
Okay.
No, Beer Mug didn't want to do it. And then on Friday, I was like, all right, well, I'll do it Friday then, even though it's craziness.
Yeah.
But then, of course, more craziness happens and a lot of stuff. I don't even remember what it was, but a lot of BS came up with foolishness and stuff
like
that.
Well, on Friday, we added Justin Willman to the lineup.
Woman, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I love Justin Willman, man.
Oh,
love Justin. I think he's so funny and I think he's just right up our alley. Like, even if Kevin doesn't like magic, this guy is so our brand of comedy that you can't help. The guy's so likable. You can't help but to like him. I think he's just so likable.
Yeah, and when he came in, like, I knew about him. Like, I saw the you know, doing Roundup and stuff. I saw his videos, like, the guy making the guy disappear, which is, it's funny. Do I believe it? Not really, but it's still a funny video, you know? So that takes writing and acting and stuff like that. And he's likable.
Absolutely.
He's so likable.
Yeah,
so I'm glad
guy.
We added him to the...
He's so short.
He's so short.
I was like, what?
Maybe that's why he could hide and disappear and stuff like that. Because
he's
just like,
so small.
Now you can't see me behind
someone's
leg.
He's so small. I was like, what the heck? I thought you were taller, man.
Yeah, but you were all geeking out about him. And
hey, I don't want to brag here, but I suggested him and now he's on the lineup.
That is 100% true.
Yeah, nobody. Want to speak a little bit about the process? People aren't going to believe the process about how we go about booking the show.
I don't, man, because I get mad. I get mad. I get angry. It's just like, oh, people, dude, it's so hard.
Imagine, yeah, it's so hard. And it's almost like throwing darts on a dartboard, and you know, you have a bunch of names. They're like, all right, let's try to go after this. And they're like, no, we got this thing, we got that thing. And then the on sale is happening, and then, oh, Joe Rogan's announcing this show, and then Netflix has this comedy. We're like, we can't catch a break this year.
Let me live, bro.
Yeah,
like,
it's
dude,
crazy.
This is where all my gray hairs come from.
Oh, man, I can't
January
imagine.
Through April, whatever day that,
yeah,
the day after foolishness.
And but by the way, it's a strong show. I think it's going to be a really, really fun show.
It's going to be awesome. The people, we have some new peeps on
the
show.
I'm bummed I'm not going to be able to go because it truly is. Aside from the lineup, like even if the lineup, I don't think we've ever had a weak lineup, but even if the lineup was weak as a collective, the event as a whole is so entertaining and fun to go to.
You know,
because you're hanging with the crew and, you know, you're having cocktails, you're meeting listeners. It's and everybody has one thing in common.
Yeah.
The Kevin and Bean morning or the Kevin in the morning crew.
Well, like, yeah, you know, I mean, this is the first one for Kevin in the morning.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, in the past, it was all Kevin and Bean crew. So, like, it's always going to be a good night. But it's funny that you use the term, like, weak lineup. And you know, that's been said by, you know, our old program director and stuff like that, you know, which we got to talk about, I think.
R.I.P. Mr. Weatherby.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Weatherby, where are you going?
Oh, man, I'm going to Spotify. Streaming service is where it's at, yo.
But you told us we can't say Spotify.
That's right. Don't say Spotify because they're the devil and I'm going where the devil lives.
Hey, yeah, but so it's funny because they're like, dude, we don't know any of these comedians. I'm like, yeah, you don't know them. But
They're well known.
And I remember like there's one year, dude, Greg Fitzsimmons was on the lineup. Mm-hmm. He's like, who's this guy? And
he's a legend.
So
yeah, he's a legit legend in that world.
So then... he goes to Foolishness and he sees the show, and he goes, "Yo, that guy with the hat was funny. Oh, you should have him on." And I was like,
the guy with the hat was funny.
I was and this is where like my anger comes, and like this is where I'm like, great, yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed him.
Because Mr. Weatherby knows about music, he knows about radio promotions and stuff. He has no idea. This is what I find funny is that, you know, he kind of, back in the day, he was telling Kevin and Bean how they should be funny. Oh, you should try this or whatever. It's like, really? You're telling a guy who... I've never seen Weatherly be super funny. Have you? He's
not
very likable, but
not
he's,
funny.
Yeah, I mean, not funny. Yeah, you know,
you can talk about
clever.
Music,
and, like, for sure. He's very smart. Very far. I mean, people have thrown, you know, say that he's a genius when it comes down to like radio programming. And yeah,
I mean, and he is. Yeah, or he was, I guess, because he's not in the game anymore. But
yeah, that's an interesting move. Yeah, so he's going to Spotify.
So Beer Mug's not here because he hates the Beeholes, and he'll hopefully be joining us later.
Yeah, he's recording his witty juice cleanse commercials with Jensen right now, but hopefully he'll join us in a little bit.
Yeah, no, so I guess he told Weatherly, like, hey, so you're going to Spotify now, huh? Remember, we can't say it on the radio. And he goes, oh, yeah, you know, hit it up. That's my jam. Do it, you know, say it away. Go ahead.
Oh man!
Yeah. By the way, that was lifted. They realized that was dumb because it came from corporate where like don't push Spotify.
Oh, it finally did get lifted.
Like weeks later. It was just something funny where to hear that from his mouth is like, don't mention Spotify. We can't say Spotify on the air. I was like, because I remember he came. He's like, you can't do That's My Jam anymore. I was like, why? And he's like, because you're using Spotify, you know, and you're directing people to go to Spotify. I was like, well, we don't have to. We could just say go to Carrick.com.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like
or just you know
hard.
Check out our playlist on our socials.
Click the link, and he's like, okay. And then, but then the whole Spotify thing got lifted, so that was dumb, but it was funny.
Were you there where Chris Martin and Mike Shinoda said a few words about K-Dub? Did you go to that farewell party?
I did. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about it because I had to go see my therapist.
Wah. No,
how
Mike,
dare you, sir? I always feel so. It's so funny when I go. Can I mention it really quick?
Yeah.
Listen, B-holes, I just started seeing a therapist, and it's been a couple of months. And at first, got to be honest, I was embarrassed to say. Like even when
Why?
I told Dave, I don't know, man. There's a stigma of
not anymore.
Yeah, you're definitely right. But for me. Now I'm all about it. I'll tell the entire world because it's so beneficial to. I don't want to bog down my wife with certain issues and stuff, you know, because
what's on your mind?
Yeah, she's got her crap. We have our kids and stuff, so I don't want my wife to be my therapist. You know, I don't want to talk to anybody else about these problems. You know, and I have some close friends, but I don't want to bother with them. So to have somebody to tell kind of like what's on my mind and what's troubling and kind of like to help me figure things out and. It's not like we're all effed up in a certain way, but I'm not totally effed up.
You're just unloading on them.
You can if you choose to. And then sometimes, I feel talking about my family. Sometimes I'll talk about my work, but everything is just kind of, it's like talking to a wall that has, that it's bouncing back and you're like, you reflect, talking to a mirror, sorry. It's very reflective.
Really?
Oh man. Yeah. And it opens your mind to thinking different ways. And,
I do want
to
try it.
Dude, I recommend it if you're not seeing a therapist. And by the way,
if you need it, you don't go to see one just because.
I think you should go just because. I think if you think you don't even need a therapist, especially if you're in your 30s, I want to say. Because that's when life starts getting complicated. I think, unless you're really screwed up in your 20s, you don't really need it.
Yeah.
Just because it gives you a different perspective on your entire life. And I think... being retrospective, is that the word?
Yeah.
Yeah, retrospective about yourself and your life is really good. And it just you could breathe. Like, it's a sigh of relief.
You get it off your chest.
You get it off your chest, you feel this weight lifted, off your shoulders. And it's not a cure. It's work. And... if you were to ask me if I was that going to be a guy who was promoting going to see a therapist like a year ago, I'd be like, no. Like, therapy is like weak sauce. And man, I love it to death. I love it to death.
Yeah,
I love it to
death.
I'm
glad you found something you enjoy and
yeah,
something that helps
it's cool.
you.
So, I mean, I couldn't go to see the Weatherly send-off because when I make appointments, I make a point to stick to them.
Well, yeah,
and I had this appointment, you know, way before, you know, the send-off was scheduled.
Yeah. I mean, so, listen, ice cream and pizza are my therapy, but yeah, together at once.
There you go.
No, but this, yeah, we threw a little afternoon party for them. K-Rock did, and, you know, a couple people said something.
Let's back up. Mr. Weatherby is the program director at K-Rock, and he's been here at K-Rock for 28 years.
Yeah.
And yesterday was his send-off party, right?
Yeah, it was a send-off party.
Leaving to Spotify.
Yeah, as we mentioned, he got a new gig and is going to Spotify. So we had this going away party, a toast to him, to his time at K-Rock. And Mike Shinoda, these are surprise guests, by the way. We didn't know these were coming out.
So when you guys get down to the sound space, what's down there? Is it just a bunch of people standing around?
First, it was like a little... we went to the lobby area, and they had beer and sushi.
Coors Light.
Yeah, Coors Light and sushi. And so everyone was mingling because there was people, like record label people.
I saw Lisa Warden was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool,
Lisa Warden, our old music director.
Yeah.
She was here. Money came by.
Oh, cool.
You know, and a bunch of other people who used to work with K-Dub.
A lot of these people, like the Lisa Warden, Moneys of the world, they really feel strongly that K-Dub really helped launch their career.
Yeah.
And I think he probably did.
Did, you know,
I mean, Money was music director for a bit here, you know. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so you know, then they're like, all right, let's move into the performance area. So we're gonna do our toast. So we did a toast. Our GM spoke about K-Dub.
Is that K-Fed? Or J-Fed,
yeah.
J-Fed,
JJ yeah. Fed, as they called him. Yeah. one of a guy in the business who's like one of his best friends spoke, and then Nicole Alvarez spoke, and then she brought out some special guests.
Excuse me, dude. Sorry.
Come on.
I'm drinking
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Allie's Diet Dr. Pepper.
Is it warm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Listen, I don't know.
It's good.
Here's our tangents that we can.
I love it.
I don't know if it's scientifically proven, but don't you burp way more with warm soda?
Oh, absolutely. I think is absolutely. That I don't know if it's
scientifically
proven.
If you're a scientist, can you send me an email saying if it's true or not? I mean, I believe it.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Yeah, because you just, it's, why? Is the carbonation
warmer? It sits in your stomach a little differently than if it was cold.
Yeah, send me your burp videos. I want to see them. No, I don't actually. Send them no more. So she introduces the first special guest, and it's Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park, and he comes out and tells a story how it was when him and Linkin Park guys played the Best Buy parking lot for K-Rock.
It was a calendar signing.
It was a calendar signing.
Yeah, back when K-Rock used to put out a calendar.
Yeah.
We
need a calendar.
By the way, dude, I love that. It wasn't like, I think in the new age, we should come up with something, not a calendar, obviously, because nobody uses a calendar anymore.
Yeah.
But I miss that camaraderie with the K-Rock listeners. It was so personal.
Yeah.
Like with the Kevin and Bean Christmas CD signings, all that stuff has just gone to the wayside. There's no more connection, I feel like, with our fans. And man, K-Rock fans are rabid.
They
like,
are.
You know what I mean?
Cool.
Like, if Beer Mug was here, he would tell you, you know, at the Hot Topic gigs, he gets all the, you know, fans coming up to him, whatever. I think, you know, we're missing that. But what do you say about
it? We're trying, you know, we're trying to get back at that. But what he said was that, you know, because they told him, we're expecting about 100 to 200 people. And it ended up being insane, like thousands of people showing
up.
And like we fenced off just because we have to for permits and stuff. And there's people over the fence, hanging on the fence. And he had to escape through the store and do all this stuff. But he, like, that's when he realized, like, the power of radio. And this is stuff that you know, like, he appreciated K-Dub choosing them to perform that day, you know. And it literally launched their career. Like, that was it. And then, you know, he told the story about the first time hearing his song on the radio. He was butt naked. And he heard Stryker play 420, the Linkin Park song. And,
oh, wow.
And he ran out to his roommates and was like, guys, I'm on the radio. So that was cool. So then Promo brings out two microphones. And I'm like, oh, here comes a little big band again, you know, with the weird songs. And then they go, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Martin. And I was like, whoa.
Were you shocked? Was everybody shocked?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to, you know, it's cool Mike Shinoda's talking, but then...
And Mike Shinoda has really been a friend of the station.
Yeah, he's
around, like, all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And So, but then you see he's going to perform something because they're bringing out mics.
Mm.
And so they set up the mics. He comes out and I mean, man, I'm such a Chris Martin fan. Like, I'm such a Coldplay Chris Martin fan.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, dude, this is going to be awesome. What is he going to do? And he's all like, hey, guys, you know, hi, thanks for having me. I'm going to play a new song. It's going to be a one-time only song that I'm doing once and you'll never hear it again.
Mm-hmm.
But then he goes, oh, there's no chair. Okay, we'll just sit on the floor. So he starts adjusting his mic.
Oh, my God.
He sits down.
Oh, that's people so are janky.
People are bringing him a chair, and he's like, no, I'm good here. So he sits on the floor, and he goes, this is the song, the K-Rock Jam.
Okay.
So he just busts out. He goes, I wrote it this morning. Song about K-Dubs.
Oh, man,
and
that's cool.
He works in everything and talking about how it's great that he took a chance on playing Coldplay on a rock station, putting them on rock shows.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've seen their documentary, he says it in the documentary. He's all like, oh, yeah, I love these rock shows because we get to play after Limp Bizkit, you know? Like, and one of them was at Weenie Rose, you know?
Oh, that's funny.
So then he sings this, it's a cool song. He mentions Kevin and Bean in the song.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and it was really awesome. And then, so he's done with it.
Is there any way, is it on social media anywhere?
I didn't see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, wow.
I know people recorded it, but, you know.
Okay.
I think Allie might have posted from it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, B-Holes, if I'm able to find it, I'm going to drop it in right here, okay? So you guys could take a listen.
Drop it.
Sit down. Bring a strap. This is a new song, which will probably never get played on K-Rock. So I'm going to use my one chance. No, this is great. And I'd just like to say, I echo Mike's words about how special K-Rock and Kevin is to us, are to us. I think that the reason we're such an amazing rap rock band is because of you. Only it takes someone with extreme balls to play Coldplay on a rock station, so thank you for giving me my life. This came through this morning as I was thinking about you, and it's only ever going to be played once. This is called the K-Rock Rock. Can you hear the guitar okay?
Yes.
Okay. This has never been sung before and will never be sung again. Once upon a time, 30 years ago, a genius guy joined the radio. He was hired to get the station cooking, and in radio terms, he was pretty good looking. In musical terms, Kevin's a genie. He made all these bands come and roast his weenie. He made a particularly genius call, an acoustic show that isn't acoustic at all. Yeah, he made the K-Rock rock, and then he took it to the top. Still, he's never gonna stop. Kevin made the K-Rock rock. No one can predict a hit like Kevin can. Here with your forecast, it's the Weatherly Man. He made smashes year after year, and he gave Coldplay their entire career. He made the K-Rock rock. Yeah, he took it to the top. I hope he's never gonna stop. Kevin made the K-Rock rock. Yeah, he made the K-Rock rock. Then along came a bunch of handsome Swedes. They said, Kevin, we know what Spotify needs. All of the internet has been dreaming that y'all put the rock and roll into streaming. It was an offer that he couldn't resist. But boy, oh boy, he's gonna be missed by me and Kevin. Kevin and Bean, the greatest programmer there's ever been. He made the K-Rock rock. Ooh, he took it to the top. Yeah, he's never gonna stop. Kevin made the K rock, rock. Kevin made the K rock, rock. Kevin made the K rock, rock. Woo!
All right, so if I found it, I found it. If not,
if not, then that was just that, leave the silence exactly. If we didn't find it.
Yeah.
So then he's done, but it's funny because he's all like, it's Chris Martin. So he's done, and he's like, okay, where do I go?
Like, he doesn't know where to go.
He doesn't know where to go. He's like, all right, bye, guys.
What was Nicole doing?
At that point, she got up, and someone else was talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So they brought up K-Dub.
Okay.
But Chris walks off to, like, the green room, and then, like, they close the door.
Awkward.
Yeah, I was like, okay. And then he just pops out, and he starts like, all right, I'm just going to go. What else is happening here?
So he's just with the crowd now
at this
point?
He's just with the crowd now,
like,
yeah.
Listening to K-Dub talk?
Yeah, listening to K-Dub talk.
That's so weird. That's cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah, dude, the Chris Martin thing was really cool.
That's
cool. I'm not doing it justice how cool it was, because the song was really good.
That's cool.
Yeah, he made people laugh, and you know, and he's just a cool dude, man.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, man. So, yeah, legend, 28 years. He kind of, made K-Rock. He branded the crap out of K-Rock, man. He made K-Rock what it was. And, it was huge in the late 90s, early 2000s. And this guy, Mike Kaplan is his name. Dave knows more about him.
I don't. Yeah, everything you know, I know.
Yeah.
I talked to a couple people who worked with him and know him and think he's a great guy.
Yeah.
You know, we met with him. He sounds cool. He sounds excited. And I'm pumped for that, too.
Yeah, he has this energy. We all met with him a couple of days ago separately. Everybody on the morning show had, my meeting was about 25 minutes, half hour.
Yeah.
He is definitely a guy, when you talk to him, tell me if you felt differently, you felt like things were going to get done.
Yeah.
That was the impression I got after the meetings, that things were going to start happening.
And he was excited for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I'm like, yo, I love the energy.
Yeah. But when you meet somebody new and they promise this and you get a little hyped, but then it goes away really fast. I hope that's not the case.
No, but I could only speak for myself, but I didn't get that feeling from him of like giving you lip service.
No, it did.
You know what I mean?
It did seem genuine.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, he's in for a bigger undertaking than I think he knows, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Cause he also does, he's also runs, Alt-92.3 in New York. So,
yeah. Oh man, that's the other thing. That's crazy.
So
he's in a split.
He's in the two major market, stations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what develops.
All right, man. So, can I read a text?
Sure.
All right. It's from our friend, Michael Schneider, Brother Mike.
Oh, Brother Mike. Love Brother Mike.
Yeah. So, he wrote, huge news about Weatherly. Looking forward to Omar's take on the B team. So, I mean, there you go, Mike. That was for you. I hope you enjoyed it. And first of all, shout out for sending that to me at 12:15 a.m.
Oh, my
Dick.
God.
It's not like I'm asleep or anything.
You don't sleep, by the way. You just slept for like 3 hours this morning or some crap.
Oh, last night?
Oh,
dude.
Was that last night?
Well,
what's wrong with you?
All right, what happened?
Get some sleep,
Jackass.
Well,
hold on. Here's what happened. After this long day of doing all this and had to work, I had to go deal with my dog again and stuff like that. So then I was like, oh, I'm going to lay down. I took a nap at like 4 o'clock.
So what time did you wake up?
9.
Oh,
so
man.
So that's why I was all like, just woke up from a nap. Damn it. And I was like, ugh. So I went to bed at like 1:30 last night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I woke up at 4:30.
Wow.
I was like, all right. But I feel fine. It's all good.
How was your weekend?
My weekend, man.
What did you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend?
I don't know. I'm not you. I'll tell you what I did.
You're not a Jew? What?
I did. Yeah, I took a Friday off because I had a DJ that wedding in Texas.
Oh, I know what I did. I started Hunters, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome. Almost done
with
it.
You like it? Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
I do it. It's cool. Oof, man.
What about the games, right?
That's messed
Those
up.
Those games, man. Oh,
that's messed
dude,
up.
Dude, yeah.
No, but then I also watched all of Narcos Mexico.
How is that? I heard mixed reviews.
Okay, well, I dug it.
Okay.
But here's my takeaway from Narcos Mexico. This is going to get me in trouble.
Uh-oh. Tell me. We might have to bleep some stuff here.
No.
Okay.
No. But this is going to get me in trouble with the peoples.
Okay.
Yeah, the b-holes.
With the b-holes.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say with the Mexicans.
Well, them too.
Okay.
Yo, Mexican women are hot.
Oh. What?
Where have they been all my life?
Hot take Jones here, you dumbass. What's wrong with you? Oh, is it just nothing but like a hot Latina poon?
No, it's not even that. It's just like there's a couple of like ladies up in the bosses and yeah. making moves and stuff, and yeah. those are all dressed up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like even like just the random people in the background yeah. and stuff, I was like, yo, Mexicans, what's up?
You're stupid. You're dumb, dude. Mexicans, what's up?
Mexicans, what's
oh
up?
Oh, my God, dude.
I'm Mexican, by the way.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Where they been, man? Oh, they weren't in my neighborhood.
They've been around. They've been around.
Yeah,
they've been around.
So I got to go to Mexico City, bro.
You're just you're what people call a coconut.
Yeah.
You're brown on the outside, white on the inside. Yeah.
So now I think I'm going to get into my Mexican roots, man.
Do it, because now you're in a committed relationship and can go nowhere with Mexican women. How does that work, Dave? Jackass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that was my weekend. What'd you do, man?
Good.
Other than go to Texas and bang old people, an old couple.
I didn't bang old people. Yeah, no, you know what? I went to Texas, DJed that wedding, and I have a funny story about it. So I'm not Mr. Traveler. You travel way more than I do. And I'm not really a fan of traveling. I like driving to my locations.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm more of that type. And I think because my kids are small. Not that there were ever a problem on an airplane or anything, because they've always behaved on an airplane.
Yeah.
But I'm just a guy who always feels like, especially if you're not flying nonstop, I'm from the thought that the connecting flight is going to f*** you. Right?
And that's somehow it always does.
And that's what happened to me, Dave.
You had a connecting flight to Texas?
Yeah, because on Friday morning, they didn't have any nonstops, so I had to fly from Ontario to Phoenix, and I was flying from Phoenix to Dallas. Okay?
All right.
So I fly from Ontario to Phoenix. Everything is hunky-dory. I'm running on time. I was like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
When I touch down in Phoenix, the connecting flight, the airplane breaks down. They say,
oh, no.
They say, okay, it's going to be a three-hour delay. All right, three-hour delay, and I'm like timing things out. Okay, if it's a three-hour delay, I'll get there right when the ceremony begins. I uploaded all my ceremony music to Dropbox, and I have an engineer that I'm working with out
Damn,
there.
Damn, ballas.
So I tell the engineer, I'm like, hey, dude, worst-case scenario, I'm not going to make the ceremony, but I'll make the reception. You just take care of the music for the ceremony. No big deal.
You're hired for the reception, or you're hired for all
I'm
of
hired
it?
For I'm kind of orchestrating the entire thing. So I hire the sound guys, and they're all professionals. I don't deal with, like, you know, people that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I'm confident in these guys. They're going to be able to take care of the entire situation. And they did, and they are. So he's all like, okay, I got it. No worries. So then I hop on the phone with Armando, who's taking care of my travel.
Mando!
And I'm like, hey, dude, I'm not going to be there until probably the start of the ceremony. He's all, what flight are you on again? So he looks up the flight, and he's just like, dude, it shows it's got delayed 6 hours. And I'm like, what? He's like, they haven't told me yet. Sure enough, as he's telling me on the phone, I hear over the intercom system, is like, flight 385, you remember when we told you were going to get out of here at 1:30? We're going to push that back to like 4:30. And
what?
I was just, yeah, and Armando's like, oh, we can't have that, because if I were to leave, you know, 6 hours later, I'm going to get there like halfway through the reception. I'm like, are you kidding me? So he scrambles, gets me on another flight. To make already long story a little shorter, I get there, head to the hotel, and then I get there just in time for the reception.
Didn't you have plans to, like, you know, be naked in the bed, shower, and
I had all
like,
those
poop
plans.
And do all that?
Yes, I had all those unwinding plans, because I was going to have about a three-hour chunk.
Rub one out.
Yes!
Like, yeah, everything, right?
I had all that planned, Dave, and then I had to go out the window. I got there. I'm like rushing and stuff, man. So
and just in time to put in the USB.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the wedding march. That's the president's march.
You're dumb, man. Man, you are so not going to get married ever. But the wedding went off without a hitch, and because I was running so late, I think I wanted to like make it extra badass, you know?
Yeah.
So, man, I had those people dancing for 3 hours straight, and the bride and groom were so nice at the end of the night. They took a picture with me, and they couldn't be more happy.
But I didn't see a selfie.
There was. I didn't see it. I did one at the hotel. It was from the hotel. So I did one from the hotel. So it was like, I have to get it in right now really quick. Oh, trust me. My bathroom selfies, I would not do that. You know? So it was cool. And then on Sunday, I will say, so after the gig, I was stressing out because I'm not a traveler. So I was really stressed out leading up to the gig. So I wasn't eating much or whatever. After the gig, the day after, I pigged out on barbecue. And then when I came home, we went out to eat. Yeah, in Texas. And then when we came home, we went out to eat. And then on Sunday, I went to the Shakey's Bunch of Lunch.
Dude, so I let loose. Bunch of Lunch is dope.
Yeah, so I let loose. Hey, have you ever had the Bunch of Lunch Oreo pizza?
No.
You got to ask for it next time, man.
I don't think I want that.
Dude, I don't think it's so good. It's like Oreo cookie, but it's a pizza. It's like a dessert pizza.
Oh, okay. Oreo's not on pizza.
No.
It's just a round, big Oreo cake that's cut.
It's like Oreo cookies and some sort of filling on pizza crust. No like sauce or anything, but just the crust.
So it's actual pizza crust.
It's a pizza, yeah.
Beat it.
I liked it. It was good. All right, want to get into the show?
Sure. Come along now, take a ride with the BT. Let's get together and take a look behind the scenes. Talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody grab your Vaseline. The B-Team. Yeah! The B-Team. The B-Team. Oh, that's right. The B-Team. Baby!
That's right. This is the B-Team. My name is DJ Omar Khan, Imaging Director of Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Alongside me, we have Dave, the King of Mexico, producer of that show.
Hello!
And Beer Mug. I don't know if he's going to join us or not.
Yeah. Oh, he's by the way, that reminds me of the last one. See, I was all pumped to do it without you because I was going to do stuff that we normally wouldn't do because just to try things out.
Right.
And one of them was I wanted to check in with our B-holes.
Oh yeah. You had phone numbers lined
up. Yeah,
right?
I had a bunch of people like sending me stuff, but we'll do that next week.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, so
I think that's a great idea.
So if you want, just email or tweet or DM or whatever and your question and stuff like that, and we'll do Checking Our B-Holes is our new segment that I wanted to do with Mugs. And we'll call you live during the show and then put you on, and then you could ask whatever, and then we'll move on.
And just so you know, for the most part, we record Thursdays around 11:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Right? So yes. Try, if you're available around that time, Thursdays around 11:30 a.m., there's a good chance we'll call you, right?
Yeah, I'm going to call everybody.
That's awesome.
Because listener Erica, B-hole Erica, sent us an email, and there's like 5-6 questions, and I'm like, yo, one question.
You don't want to read that.
No, I'm not going to read it. No, because I we'll call her.
That's
so
great. That's
so
great.
So she'll be one of them. Erica, we'll do it next week.
Love it. On this B-Team episode, I just don't know what I have. I have some Afro and stuff that I want to get to. And
What's your countdown to when you have to leave?
Half hour from now.
Oh, okay,
half hour
30 minutes.
From now. Yeah, half hour from now. So
let's get going.
All right, let's get... this is great. We'll do this member this. Remember this. It's time to reminisce. I like that I'm using the Remember This intro because I clearly don't remember this because I wasn't working on the show when any of this happened. So this is when Kevin and Bean were calling an alien institute, okay?
Oh, shoot. This kind of rings a bell.
Oh, do you really? Maybe you listen to this then.
No,
okay. So I'm just going to play it and stop it. And I want you to just pay close attention to the voices, okay?
Okay.
All right.
It's a world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ and the Kevin and Bean Show.
Very exciting program today as we welcome our friend, the creator of The X-Files and the new show Millennium, Chris Carter.
Now, he's the guy who's behind The X-Files, our favorite TV show, and this new show, Millennium.
Which is great, by the way.
Which we've also seen and is great. It doesn't debut until this Friday.
Friday, right.
Yeah.
Maybe we almost ought to save this, but just, I got to tell you, I saw this article and it just flipped me out. You could be an alien abductee and not even know it. Is what the article
says. Wow, that's scary.
If aliens exist, why don't they reveal themselves? They do every single day. You just don't know it.
Do you have some X-Files music to play behind this while you talk about the fact that I might have been abducted and not even realize it? I mean, imagine that. You've actually been abducted by aliens. You don't know it.
They live in your neighborhood, and in some cases, they live with you. They could be professionals in the medical fields, even one of your children. Your parents, your sister, or your brother could be an alien half-breed. Good read?
That was good.
What do they want from you?
Tad certainly could be considered an
no
alien.
No kidding. How can you peacefully communicate with them? Can they be of any help to you in any way? Can they bestow you with special cosmic powers and knowledge? Well, the Alien Research Institute, founded in close proximity to the famed Area 51 in order to monitor extraterrestrial behavior, can provide immediate answers to these and other questions you have, which may be of great importance to you in the near future.
I'm dialing the 900 number now.
Simply 900? Call one of our research experts at 1-900-420-9303 and relate your experience in full detail. Then your facts will be analyzed and a highly confidential free report will be compiled and sent to you, analyzing your situation. So that's the deal. They have experts standing by.
You have reached the Alien Research Institute, sponsored by the Office for International Services. You may speak to one of our research experts for only $3.99 per minute, but you must be over 18.
What do you think? Do you think this is real? What do you think?
Well, knowing them, if that sounds like a recorded thing, Mr. Garmin is going to be on the other end.
I think this is pre-Garmin.
Oh.
I think this is pre-Garmin. Yeah, pre-Garmin, pre-Garmin.
Oh.
So, listen to this. So,
you have reached the Alien Research Institute.
Who does that sound like?
You have reached the Alien Research Institute.
Does it sound like anybody to you?
Ralph?
Doesn't it sound like Adam Carolla?
You have reached the Alien Research Institute.
Kind of, no.
By the Office for Internet.
Yeah.
Do you think, let's listen to the entire thing. Like, I haven't listened to it in its entirety, but I think it might be Adam Carolla. Let's listen.
You have reached the Alien Research Institute, sponsored by the Office for International Services. You may speak to one of our research experts for only $3.99 per minute, but you must be over 18.
All right. Yeah.
If you do not wish to be billed, please hang up now.
No, bill us,
otherwise,
baby.
Stay on the line for immediate help from our staff.
Bill us. First of all, we love being billed because
someone will be with you shortly.
Because we're not paying for it. Now, if we're trying to find out whether we've been abducted by aliens, is that the story?
We give them our story, which we don't have. We make it up.
We make one up.
And
then
they tell us whether we've been abducted by aliens or not.
We just give them a few facts.
Yes.
And then they send us the report back.
Right. So a live person's going to come on and take down our info.
Alien Research Institute. Marcia speaking.
Hi, Marcia. This is Kevin and Bean. We're calling from a radio station in Southern California, K-Rock. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
Marcia, I think we've been abducted by aliens.
Oh, tell me.
Yeah, well, we were at a 7-Eleven,
and we saw some bright lights, and then we got a pain in our groins.
And then we don't remember anything until the next morning.
And we woke up and our pillow was gone.
What?
Does that make sense?
Are you pulling my leg?
No,
we don't joke about being abducted.
Oh, my God. Striker's kicking us out of our studio.
We would be spending $3.99 a minute to call the alien research.
What are you guys doing here?
We do this thing called the B-Team Podcast.
What is that?
It's, you wouldn't know about it. It's, nobody listens. Nobody's listening to this.
It's a little podcast where we talk about our days and what lizards we see. And
oh, lizards.
When are you going to call the Afro Line again, dude?
I thought I was banned from the Afro Line.
No.
You said I was banned.
No one said you were banned.
No way, dude. We need you
to call the Afro Line.
Yeah, for sure. Didn't you get in here?
In a few minutes, I do.
Okay.
In a few minutes. But what,
is it few, like go, 10, 15 minutes? Or?
I did see probably 11 to 13 ducks last weekend.
I was very happy. Yes.
Flying or sitting in a pond?
Walking.
Yeah. In a row?
Walking in a row.
Like mama duck followed by all the little baby ducks?
No, they weren't baby ducks. They were all adult ducks. Okay, I'm not ruining your podcast.
Were they in a flying V formation?
No, they were walking, not flying. They were walking in a single file,
they were just
not a
chilling.
Flying V.
Did you have duck for dinner?
No, I'm never having duck.
Aww.
I quit.
Meat, right?
No,
oh,
I'm still on
piggy.
Meat. I quit everything under the pig umbrella.
Oh, no way. Huh.
I think I was real sad one day, and then I went on Instagram. There was a baby pig in a bed getting his belly rubbed. And then instantly, that second, it shook me. And since then, I haven't done it.
Wow.
It's crazy.
But bacon.
I don't care anymore. Pork it's so chow. Weird.
Yeah. Oh, there's beer mug.
All right, there's beer mug. All right, I'm going. This is your podcast.
All right, dude. We'll be out in a couple minutes, dude.
Okay, have fun. Okay,
and you'll be on it soon, eventually.
Are you sick?
Am I sick? No.
Okay, good. Because I'm about to use that mic when you're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do not have the coronavirus, so I'm good.
Know?
He wills it away.
Yeah,
he wills it away.
Yeah. I'm not getting sick.
Bye, B-Team.
Bye. That's Striker. All right, let's wrap this bit up here. Yeah. So far, Dave, what do you think? Do you think this is all legit?
The girl?
Yeah,
I do.
You do?
I do.
Okay, let's continue.
God,
let's,
or,
let's
but what is it, Corolla?
I don't know. It did sound like Corolla, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Are you pulling my leg?
No,
we don't joke about being abducted. We wouldn't be spending the $3.99 a minute to call the Alien Research Institute unless we were serious. It's the pain in the groin that really concerned us more than anything.
Okay.
Really kind of a sharp left testicle kind of pain.
Oh. Okay.
Do you have that?
How do you read that?
I don't know. We have to research on
that. Have we been probed?
Yeah, you've been probed. What's your name?
Kevin and Bean.
And the weird thing is, it's his left testicle and my right testicle.
So we were wondering if maybe they switched some parts when we were up in that ship.
Kevin sounds so dorky.
Yeah.
Well, we have to research on this.
Lord knows I don't want one of Bean's balls.
Yeah. And where are you from?
In Los Angeles. And it was a really, really bright light, too.
Kevin M?
Yes, Kevin M.
M is a Mary?
Yes, sure.
And spell your last name?
B-E-A-N.
Oops.
Okay.
So you'll have the scientist?
Yes, this comes from a dad.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate I may have his penis, too.
We're really worried.
Okay.
It's longer than it was before.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
All right. That's a whole different 900 call.
Okay.
Thanks, Midge.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. That's it. What do you think?
I think it's real.
I think it's real? Yeah. Okay.
Do we have a drum roll and we have an answer?
Yeah, drum roll. It's either real or fake. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know the answer. And by the way,
you make the call.
Every time I ask Kevin, hey, dude, do you remember when you did this? The answer is like, no. That was like 30 years ago, you jackass.
Hey, listen, I don't remember what I did this past weekend. Yeah. So,
okay, so Stryker has to get in here, but I have one last thing, a charity thing that I need to get in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Charity?
Yeah.
Are you doing charity or are you donating to charity?
I'm donating my time. I'm DJing an event, and this guy is going to feel... I think... I don't even know what the cause is, dude. I forget.
Satanism.
No.
Nazis.
Hey, Bernie?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, man, you're on with the B-Team. Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hey, tell Dave... It's just me and Dave here. Beer Mug was unable to join us. Tell Dave a little bit about how much I've slacked and not been able to get you the DJ contract for this event that I'm doing on March 14th at El Cid Restaurant. And, you know, truth be told, I forget what the cause is now.
Is this for Bernie 2020?
No, this is not that Bernie.
Oh, damn.
No, it is not for Bernie 2020. It is actually March 15th at El Cid.
that's how bad I am.
That's how bad you are. You don't even know the date. But no, you've been great. You occasionally send a text that's like, hey, I miss you. I want to get you a contract, yeah. But you don't really matter to me. But no, we are raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
That's what it is.
The what?
Leukemia and what?
Lymphoma Society.
Oh, there
you go. We are fighting blood cancer, fighting it, advocating for people that have it, and researching against it. And my friends like to drink, so I thought instead of just begging them for donations, I could get them hammered and raise money for it that way.
Awesome. And now nice. Basically it's a beer pong tournament, right?
Yes, it is.
What?
So we did it last year. It was fantastic. We had 100 people come out and raised over $5,000. And so we thought we should do it again.
Yeah. So, where do you go and you sign up and where do you, all that information?
So all the information is on Eventbrite, but the easiest way to do it is bit.ly/beerpongTNT. So bit.ly/beerpongTNT.
Cool. And then you sign up there, you pay a small fee, and you come out for a full day of beer pong, and it's all for a good cause. And I'm going to be DJing the entire event and helping MC.
Yeah.
And Beer Mug hates charity, I guess, because we try to get Beer Mug to come down, and he just refuses to answer us. He won't give us an answer, yes or no. So
on the 14th?
On the 15th.
The 15th.
March 15th. It's a Sunday.
March 15th.
So Beer Mug might be there. He might not. We haven't had a chance to revisit it, but I'm still working on that for you, Bernie.
Well, and here's the thing. Here's what's great is that we play an adult version of beer pong where there is water in the cups, so you can drink as much or as little as you want. So if you want to come out and support the cause,
no, dude, you gotta put vodka in one of them. Like, surprise! Well,
sure. There's always the surprise vodka cup for sure.
Cool, and it's happening at the famous El Cid restaurant right there on Beverly, right?
It's yes, on Sunset.
Oh, on
Sunset.
Okay.
Wait,
hold on.
Yeah,
hold on, Bernie. Is this Bernie who was at the singles party?
It is. I was very curious whether you would put that together. Yes.
What up, dude?
I hated Bernie.
I hated Bernie, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because he was making fun of me. So.
Oh, he was making fun of you? What happened? Tell me the situation. Break it down.
Look, I got very drunk on the bus out there, all right? I will admit. And I thought was doing some very light teasing near one of the blackjack tables because I got to play with with Kevin and Allie at the table, continued to drink. And Dave was there, and I thought, hey, I'm one of the gang now. I can tease. And I was a bit obnoxious. So,
really?
And I'm pretty sure I apologized the next day, though. I mean, we made it all good.
No, we're fine, Bernie. I'm just joking with you.
Well, it's funny, because he seems like a fine young gentleman now.
Bernie's awesome. He looks like, who did we say you look like?
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
But that's the funny one.
Okay.
But the funny Jonah Hill, not the Oscar winner.
No, you said the handsome Jonah Hill. That's what I
was. All right, Bernie.
Good looking Jonah Hill.
Hey, Bernie, Beer Mug just walked into the studio. Now you could pitch him because I don't understand why he hates your charity.
Why do you hate the leukemia lymphoma?
Bernie, now talk to you're on the phone with Beer Mug, and maybe now Beer Mug will get you an answer. Go ahead and pitch yourself to Beer Mug because he will never give us a straight answer if he wants to do the event or not.
First of all, hi, Bernie. Hi, Bernie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So good to hear your voice. I miss you terribly. We are throwing a beer pong tournament for charity to raise money to fight blood cancer. And I'm just curious, do you love cancer? Is that the situation? Or do you hate beer? And your name is just a big lie. Like, which one of these is the problem?
Neither. Neither is the problem. Yeah.
So you hate Bernie.
I don't hate Bernie. I don't love cancer. I don't hate beer.
Okay, great. Well, it sounds like you want to come out and help us out then, because we'd love to have you. I kept telling people, like, oh, I've got Omar coming out. It's going to be great. Beer Mug, maybe, you know. But I've got people that won't even buy tickets until you say yes.
How long is the event scheduled?
The doors open at noon, but the tournament starts at 2 and goes for maybe 3 hours. So we're talking about 3 hours of commitment. You emcee it. You tell some jokes. You drink some beer. But honestly, even if you just came and special guested, that would be fantastic too.
Yeah, because I'm going to be DJing there from noon till 6 or 7 till it ends.
Exactly.
So I'll be there like all day. But if you, because you're Beer Mug from the Kevin in the Morning Show, and you're special, and we want you to do it, man. So we're willing to bend over backwards, man.
What day is it?
It's Sunday, March 15th.
Sunday, March 15th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You gonna check your schedule or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me clear some things
right now. I'm gonna be very upset.
No. I gotta clear some things because I do want to do good for cancer.
Okay.
Sure.
You want to do good for cancer? You want to give it?
No commitment yet, but I have to make sure I can do it.
Okay. So he loves cancer and he hates beer. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe on the next B Team episode, we'll get an answer from Beer Mug. Oh, you know what?
And B Holes, I found the link, so I'll post it sometime soon.
Okay.
Along, maybe I'll subtweet it. So.
All right, Bernie, for B Holes, give out the information one more time and then we'll say sayonara.
Okay, so we are throwing a beer pong to fight against cancer at El Cid on Sunday, March 15th. And you can find that at bit.ly/beerpongTNT.
Awesome, dude. All right, dude.
Sayonara. No, you got to let Omar say it.
Oh. All right, man. Sayonara.
All right, take care.
All right, see you, Bernie.
Hi, guys. I'm back.
Hey, Stryker just came in and he's kicking us out.
Oh, he is?
So we're done with the podcast.
I just got in here.
I know, dude.
Yeah, why do you hate the B-hole, man?
I just got in here to say hi to the B-holes again.
I know.
I don't know why I'm yelling.
Listen.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. I got one thing.
I want to do one thing with Beer Mug.
Yes.
And we got to talk to him briefly about the Mark Wahlberg thing.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do. That's what I was going to bring up. So,
go ahead and set this up, dude, and we're just going to let you speak.
Wahlbergs!
Because, yeah. This is amazing, B-team. Hold.
Spencer Confidential premiere showed up. I was really stressed out because I couldn't find parking in Westwood, but I was super excited because I had the opportunity to interview some very fine actors and actresses. I don't think I ever am going to get the top stars on the movie because we're at the part of the carpet where they just rush them by.
Most of the time you get the C and D level.
Right.
Yeah.
I get there. And I'm, you know, like getting him the normals, like the writer, whatever, this, that, and the next thing.
Get to Wahlberg.
Oh, my God, Dave.
We don't have time.
I know. Let me set it up.
Oh, damn it.
Let me set it up, okay? So, finally, we get Mac Duke or whatever. What's his Dylan Mac. What's his name, Dave?
Again, just get to Wahlberg. We don't care. Just get to Mark Wahlberg.
All right, so I get to Mark Wahlberg.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ, you ADD mother effer.
We are on a time limit.
Stryker can wait. So, Mark Wahlberg comes and Post Malone dropped off Wahlburgers. Okay.
Very exciting, by the way.
We all know that.
Very exciting.
So my idea was, look, the publicist came to me and said, hey, we're going to bring Mark by, but he only, like, two questions because we got to get him into the premiere. We got to start it.
Two questions is a lot, too, by the way. Yeah. Most of the time, it's just one question. Right. Yeah.
So it's like, all right.
Love doesn't have one question for him.
One question.
Right. So, what he did, it was way better than any question he could have asked. Yeah. Seriously.
So, I asked him about Pain and Gain, which, by the way.
Now, this is where I want to stop you because you legit told everyone that you have no memory of this.
Yeah. So what happened was I asked him about Pain and Gain and The Rock and why I fell in love with it. Because at that Pain and Gain premiere 6 years ago, they rushed him by. And I didn't get a chance to talk to him about it.
And you love that movie.
And I love that movie.
Yeah.
So, boom, here's my chance to talk to him about it. Everything that he answered my question about Pain and Gain, I have no recollection.
Wow.
Because I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh my God, this is the first time I'm interviewing Mark Wahlberg. And I knew I'm about to do the Wahlberger thing. I'm going to eat a burger.
Oh, so you had that planned. Yeah. Almost done? Your beer mug is taking up your time, dude. He won't shut up. He won't get to the point, dude.
Honestly, out of order was due
yesterday. Okay.
All right. We're leaving.
All right.
So anyway, I got nervous and that was it. It was great. I ate the Wahlberger. It was good. Bye, B-Team. Good to see you.
Wahlburgers? Hold on a minute.
I didn't go to Wahlburgers. No, Striker. Post Malone dropped Wahlburgers off at the Spencer Confidential World Carpet. Red Carpet World Premiere.
Well, I'm excited that the video is now up at krock.com. Go check it out and buy April Foolishness tickets. Tickets start at $30.
Yeah.
And get the ring scene. The ringside ticket, so you could come and hang with us before the show. Okay.
Hold on.
What's up?
You're very energetic. Have you seen McMillions?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
We all have.
Okay, I've seen it. Striker, have you seen it?
That's why I'm asking.
Hey, we gotta go. Striker's gotta get in here.
Huh?
We have to go. Striker has to get in here.
I know when I'm in, it's so fun. Okay. You guys finished though. Please.
All right, we're done.
I love McMillions. Okay, I love McMillions.
Yeah, I love you, Poppy.
Bye, B-holes.
That was quick.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Right. I'm not even on the episode again.
Who cares? It's going to be good.